It is now time for the Montreal Arts
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's okay. The weather's important.
I was just ending up, you know.
No
I was like,
problem.
Mark is joining us in studio now with Eric DeVille, who is...
No, you got that wrong. His name is Eric Bauduc, and he's from Hadeville. Did I pronounce it right?
Ratsville.
Yes, Ratsville in English. It's nice because you can pronounce the S.
Okay.
Ratsville.
I personally prefer Hadeville.
Hadeville is the French pronunciation.
Yeah, I know. We're in a French province.
That's okay.
And for the uninitiated, that is Ratsdeville dot T-Y-P-E.
PAD.com.
Hadeville.typepad.com, which is a wonderful resource within the Montreal arts community as far as sending out listings, telling people what's happening, when, where, and how. Speaking of how did you come up with the idea?
Well, the idea came up in the summer of 2006 when I came back from a wonderful trip to Mexico, and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do with my life. Sorry. I had the opportunity to leave a full-time job that was pretty demanding in management in a call center, and then when I had this opportunity to sort of go in circle for a while, I traveled, and then actually I went to Mexico before that, but that trip that I came back to was from Honduras when I had 3 weeks, and what I found wonderful there was the ecotourism.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back, I thought that's something that I might want to do, ecotourism, and I had no clue on how this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose it was unconscious, this motivation, because I wasn't consciously aware that I was starting an ecotourism business.
Mm-hmm.
However, that's pretty much what I'm doing right now. Basically, ecotourism is a way to include resources in a fashion that is good for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much how I can put it. I met someone very special in that summer when I was going in circle in the city of Montreal looking at... I was on Saint-Laurent, and I thought that was a great way to discover the city, because it's sort of the central axis,
mm-hmm,
of the French, English, and everything. It's pretty downtown, yet everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to meet Juniper Mead, who's in New York right now. And when I went there, because a friend of mine saw an ad where she was asking on Craigslist to find an artist to show in the fall. So I met her with my portfolio, being a visual artist myself, and we talked and talked, and we were very enthusiastic,
mm-hmm,
about all sorts of stuff, and we realized that there was much more to do than a show together.
Okay.
And we started to talk about the directory, mm-hmm, listings and tools for Art Cafe.
Okay.
And that's how it started.
Cool. And so how would you explain what Hadeville is now?
What it became?
Yeah, I gave a little sort of snippet, sort of brief description. How would you elaborate on that?
Well, Ratsdeville is it's a communication platform, basically. It's there to put out the information. Mm-hmm. I see myself as an editor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also the founder, mm-hmm, director, blah, blah, but...
And chief bottle washer as well.
However, my main hat is the editor hat. Mm-hmm. So it's been more than 2 years now that,
mm-hmm,
this has been going every week,
mm-hmm,
sometimes more than... Well, now it has been regularly twice a week.
Okay.
On Mondays and Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, at first, for the first year or so, it was a journal. Every,
mm-hmm,
week on Monday, it was there was an update. It was a classic website,
mm-hmm,
with different sections. And then it was so hard to sustain, and it's been bilingual from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more on along the line of the cultural chronicle, where I would talk and talk and then translate that until I'd cry. Translation is a very hard thing
Fun at all.
Very difficult. It's something to talk, it's a,
mm-hmm,
different thing to write.
Yeah.
And basically, at some point, I had the blog, I had,
mm-hmm,
the TypePad platform along the ratsdeville.com,
mm-hmm,
from the beginning, and I realized that it was much more flexible to use the blog platform, mm-hmm. and it was much more efficient, and that's where people were. When I was looking mm-hmm. at the stats, the visits, that's where people were. So at some point, my site crashed, and my brother, who was my webmaster, was mm-hmm. doing a PhD something, yeah. and he was waiting for a baby, and it was just a bad timing. So I thought, hey, good mm-hmm. thing, bad thing, whatever. I'm keeping with the blog mm-hmm. now. So for a year or so, it's been strictly the blog, and it's mm-hmm. been going very well. Visits are practically exponential.
That's very good to hear.
Yeah.
Because, yes, that's one of the things that I always found was that while on the surface there's nobody who would pay attention to the Canadian art scene, once you sort of scraped a little bit off the top, it's suddenly, oh, my God, there are so many people who are interested in there. It's one of the sort of dichotomies that I find extremely difficult is how there's no international attention and there is a whole bunch of sort of national and local attention.
Perhaps more in Montreal, mm-hmm. we have an issue with... with looking and hearing about visual arts, because there are many factors for this. I think that the French community has something to do with this, and I can talk about it because I'm a French Canadian.
I can talk about it too because I'm American.
I think that for us, it's we're a very young nation, mm-hmm. and we don't have in our past, in our recent past, we don't have luxury. Much around. Mm-hmm. So, and art is something of a luxury. It is something of a...
What specific art? Because, no, to my mind, art in general is not a luxury. It's a necessity. Specific art and purchasing it and possessing it can be a luxury, but at the same time, then, there are lots of things you can make art, and at which point it doesn't have to be a luxury at all, but you can still put it up on the wall, possess it, and own it, and as valuable as anything that that is a luxury, to use the more...
If I can just jump in here, to express yourself through art is free. The luxury is purchasing the means to then show that art to many people. That's the luxury. But expressing yourself through art, that's free.
Expressing yourself through art is free to a certain point.
It's the cost of showing your art to other people by purchasing the means, whether it be TV, whether it be studio time.
Well, it's like music. We can say that...
That's what the luxury is.
It's like music. We can talk about the music industry, or we can talk about playing music in your living room. We can talk about
they're both you expressing art, and that's both free. It's just if you are satisfied with expressing art as your release, as your commentary, or do you want to buy the time and buy the means to have that expressed? That's the luxury.
You see, art, visual arts, perhaps more than other forms, is composed of an audience as well as the artist, whether the artist sees it that way or the audience knows about it. Art that you do in your living room and that no one sees is not exactly art, unfortunately.
Oh, I absolutely, absolutely disagree with
that
statement. That's okay. Art is not measured by the amount of people who are able to see it. Art is measured by the feeling of the artist by expressing themselves through that art.
We could go on about this because
but
it's fascinating. It's something that
artist.
I think is very interesting. Seriously, I'm glad that we're mentioning it. However, what I think we're talking about with Zeke here is the not necessarily the art market, but the art scene, which is composed of an audience and composed of different authors and different actors. And you have the artist, and then you have the gallery, you have the artist-run centers, you have the tourist, you have the guy who never heard about art and then has the opportunity to see it because some people are putting it out there. That's the scenery that we're talking about, and also the attention and the education that comes from showing art. If you keep it in it for therapeutic value or self-satisfaction value, then okay, we can say it's artistic. However, that's not what we're talking about.
Well, when Zeke says that art is a necessity and not a luxury, I 100% agree with him. But I go one step further, and I say that the necessity is for the individual to express themselves. And any form of expression by the individual, in my opinion, is a form of art. The luxury comes when you again, purchase or buy the means to have that expression then projected onto many people.
Although here, if I can sort of interject, we are talking sort of as opposed to a generalized discussion over the value of art and who gets to call it art and what is art, especially since all of us are so tremendously qualified to speak with such authority about it. I think we should narrow the focus of this discussion back down to Redeville.
But we can get back to that
afterwards.
Later.
There's lots of time.
Yeah. All right. So Redsville basically is a webzine. Mm-hmm. It's a magazine that is online.
No,
that's
how
I see it.
I'm surprised because I read it through a RSS reader.
Yeah.
And you'd said that it comes out Mondays and Fridays.
Well,
and at which point I just view it every day and sort of never realized that it had a regular schedule.
The newsletter comes out on Monday and on Friday.
Okay.
But it's populated mm-hmm. almost every day. But the newsletter itself is when I see it as, I send it by email mm-hmm. to my subscribers.
Okay.
What I see as my channel.
Okay,
because, you can get it by RSS. Mm-hmm. You can. A lot of people don't know that there's a newsletter, and mm-hmm. they will go to it compulsively mm-hmm. every other day mm-hmm. To see what's up, what's new. However, since I've been using the mailing list mm-hmm. and having the subscriber mm-hmm. base process, then mm-hmm. it's been working very well.
How do people go about signing up for this? Because I vaguely remember, but given that I read it through the reader, there's a whole world of it that just unaware of.
When you go on the actual blog, which is ratsdeville.typepad.com, mm-hmm. Easily if you type ratsdeville, RATSDEVILLE, you see even myself has a little, it's tricky. If you type that in Google, then mm-hmm. you'll get it. Eventually, very soon, I should get back the ratsdeville.com, mm-hmm. .ca, .whatever,
okay.
and redirect mm-hmm. to the blog so it's easier for people to find it. Basically, when you're on the blog, on the left side, you have links, a bunch of links, mm-hmm. and you have a one that's called Bulletin mm-hmm. Newsletter.
Okay.
And then you can subscribe to that. It's totally free. And obviously, you have an opt-out, which is mandatory. You mm-hmm. can always opt out and come back to it whenever you want. Mm-hmm. And that gives you the newsletter in your mailbox mm-hmm. Every week.
And one final question, just roughly, given that I'm always ranting about how large the art scene in Montreal is.
It's extremely large.
How many new items do you have per sort of send out?
Right now I'm reaching...
No. New items, not people, not subscribers, but items that you list, new shows.
I list 9 items twice a week.
Okay.
So 18, mm-hmm. and sometimes I do a triple in a weekend.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much. Once again, the URL is radeville.typepad.com, RATSDEVILLE. Easiest way is just stick it into Google, hit feeling lucky, and there you are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Eric, thank you very much for this discussion. And Chris, keep on bringing in these great guests. We will definitely at some point pick up on the art discussion. Very well done. It's ratsdeville.typepad.com.
That's right.
Excellent. And and that's where the people can read your blog. Can people make comments as well?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. Terrific. Very, very interesting to have this conversation. I wish we had more time to pick up on the themes that you brought up on. Look forward to having you again soon. And Chris, thank you very much for the Montreal art scene this week.